Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Jason Thiel, and welcome to the Downtown Winston-Salem Podcast. Today, we're with Grace Rocek, and she's with Unbox the Dress, a new company that has their headquarters here in downtown Winston-Salem. Thank you very much, Grace, for being with us.
Thanks, Jason. I'm so excited to be chatting with you today.
How long have you been in downtown Winston-Salem?
Yeah, so we opened our new production facility. Our opening date was October 1st. So it's been a couple months now, and I'm sitting in our beautiful office right now, looking out over 4th Street, and we just love it. We're so happy here.
And you guys are right above, right next to Garner Foods there by the Nash Building, which is on 4th Street south of Poplar, or west of Poplar, I'm sorry, and watching the big new construction site, the new apartment complex, I'm sure.
Yeah, we are. It's interesting because our front door is right beside the Domino's Pizza, but our actual site is above the vintage shop. That building, like, we just love how much character it has. I think the tenants who were in our space previously was an advertising agency, and you can kind of tell, like, it works perfectly for us because it's got some open concept where our team of seamstresses are. And then we've got offices for the rest of our team, and yeah, just love it.
How many square feet do you guys have?
4,500 square feet.
That's awesome. That's a big space. And you guys have seamstresses right on site. Do you have, do they work inside the building, or do they work at home or other places as well?
Well, I'll tell you what we do at Unbox the Dress. We take anybody's wedding dress. We work with dresses from 1901 all the way to 2020. And we transform that wedding dress into brand new designs that family members can enjoy or give to their loved ones. So some of our popular designs are robes, christening gowns, purses. We have 40 different options. When we started the company, I was actually in Northeast Ohio, and we were working with a team of seamstresses there, and they were kind of working from their home studios. But we always had this vision in mind to be in one space, be able to work together, brainstorm, work efficiently. And so that, you know, when we were ready to open up that facility, that's what brought us to Winston-Salem. And now we have a team of 10, and we plan to hire more.
That sounds fantastic. Did you grow up in Ohio?
I did. Yeah, I was born in Northeast Ohio. I did live and work and went to school in Chicago for a while, but then moved back to Ohio to start the business with my co-founder, who's actually my mother. I'm in business with my mother, and we really understand kind of all the types of women who use our services. So sometimes it's someone who's had their wedding dress in a box in the closet for decades. You know, we get a lot of the 80s dresses in our shop. And then sometimes it's a more recent bride who just really wants to make something beautiful for their anniversary or for starting their family. So we really kind of get to understand our customer in that really personal way.
That's really special. And you pick up most of your business via the internet?
Yeah. So we have worked with women all across the United States, even Alaska. You know, our whole hub of our customer care team and our manufacturing is here in North Carolina. And it is one of our more popular states for serving clients from, you know, the Carolinas in general. I think a lot of people here really value family and traditions and kind of setting new traditions. So, you know, we love working with people who are right down the street too.
You know, it's really remarkable. If people can envision it, you do a really great job on your website of the process of unboxing, transforming, and then reliving it and enjoying the new product in different forms. I really recommend it. It's called unboxthedress.com. What are some of the more enjoyable things that you guys have been able to transform some of these dresses into?
Oh my gosh. I always tell people, and I mean this genuinely, like I don't feel like I ever am reporting to work. Like it's just so much fun to hear everybody's stories of these dresses. We have the privilege of working with people at these really special times in their life. So a lot of people will transform their dress when an adult daughter is getting married. So it becomes the perfect bridal shower gift that, you know, passes on mom's dress in a way that actually, you know, the modern bride wants to wear, but also christenings and first communions and new babies being born. It's like such happy life events. So hearing the story behind each and every one of those dresses has become so fun. And like, even after doing this for years, I still get surprised by what some of the dresses look like, you know, unique details and things like that. And so it's so fun to work with our team to be able to transform them and honor that our initial dress.
It's such an incredible plan and idea that I love the way that it's laid out. And so when you interface with the customer and you start off with a preliminary conversation with them, and then they ended up after that preliminary conversation, they agree to ship their dress to you?
Yeah. So our process basically works like online is the starting point where you can see in general, all the different types of products we make, from decorative pillows to holiday decor, angel ornaments for our Christmas tree, robes. So you pick in general what you want and ship the dress to our studio. And then our wonderful customer care specialist, Courtney, connects with each and every client over the phone to say, okay, you ordered a christening gown, but what specifically from your dress do you want to see on that christening gown? Or do you want it to be long and dramatic or more, you know, simple and gender neutral? Like there's a lot of customization that happens at that point. And then we translate all of that input into, you know, design direction that our talented seamstresses and seamster get to, you know, interpret and bring those designs to life.
That's really remarkable. We are so proud to have you in downtown Winston-Salem. And our goal of doing this podcast with you is just to represent people that are making great contributions to the fabric of our downtown. And tell us a little bit about how you chose Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So like I said, we've always kind of had a big dream and a big vision in mind for Unbox the Dress. We want to be a household name in 3 years. And we knew to do that, we were, you know, at the stage where we were ready to open up a physical site and had already kind of decided that it made sense to move from Northeast Ohio to an area of the country where, you know, not only is there people who sew, you know, wonderful, talented people who still sew, which is not the case in many areas of the country, but also a place where the investor community and the mentors available to us could help us kind of get to that next level. So looked at a number of different cities from Charlotte to, you know, some areas in Virginia, but Winston-Salem, when we visited the city, we met with the folks from Winston Starts and Betsy Brown. And she was so positive about our company and how we might fit into the fabric of the city, that the energy was contagious. And since then, they've hooked us up with wonderful mentors who had their careers at Hanes Brands, who can help us kind of scale our operations. And I love being so close to all of the different universities to connect to new hires and interns. So there was just an energy that we really felt here across the different, you know, we knew Carolinas was the answer, but when we found Winston-Salem, we really felt like we found our home.
We're really glad that you had you, and we're really proud of Winston Starts and all of the work that they've done too. And so it's really nice that they get some mention here today. And I think that the winters are probably maybe a bit milder here in North Carolina than they are in Ohio.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I love being able to look out and see a blue sky. I grew up in a very cloudy area of the country. And Lorraine, my co-founder and mother, is still there, but she's actually planning to relocate in the next month You know, she sold her house and she's all in on Palom too. So we're recruiting several people since we moved here.
All right. If you're enjoying this podcast, then I hope you'll take just a quick second to hear about the folks that make it all possible. And that's the Ginther Group, a Triad real estate team with a vast local knowledge. Don't believe me? Hear it for yourself by listening to their real estate show right here on the Triad Podcast Network. I'm not even in the market, and I don't know what I'd do without an ally like Blake Ginther and the Ginther Group. They've helped me find a plumber, a roofer, and even helped my family save hundreds each month when we refinanced our home. Now imagine how they can help if you are in the market. They can help you get started with an evaluation to list and market your home. So if you're thinking of buying or selling in the Triad, call the Ginther Group at 336-283-8689 or find them online at theginthergroup.com. Now back to the show.
Have you been here for a springtime yet?
No, not yet. Yeah, I personally moved in the summer, late summer.
We're so close too. You're just going to love it. You're going to love it. It is really phenomenal here. I moved here 15 plus years ago, but I had lived further south in Florida and then further north in Pennsylvania and then in Texas. And the blossom here is just phenomenal. You may have some issues with pollen count, yeah. But you know, it's well worth it. The springtime here starts earlier. It's more vibrant and it is, I think you'll really enjoy it. I think once you go through that, plus I think Winston-Salem is a very embracing city and it is one that's had a lot of innovation and history. And, you know, I think it just was so heartwarming to read the story, particularly the one that was in WRAL. And I'd seen several stories about you as well, but it was very nice to see coverage in Raleigh about our downtown Winston-Salem business that's thriving. I was really happy about that. It made me very proud for us and for you.
I have sensed kind of like how welcoming the city and the startup community has been for sure. And especially during COVID, we literally moved and were able to grow and keep growing during COVID. And so there's so many ways that I look forward in the future to connecting to the community in a more hands-on way. Like, of course, when we're able to, we'd love to have a grand opening party and start to take in-person consultations for women locally who want to come in and talk about their dress. Of course, we've had to put some of those things on hold for now, but even virtually, you know, people have been so welcoming and supportive. And on a personal level, I love like trying different local restaurants and walking at Phelan Lake. And, you know, it's just been a really wonderful way to like feel like we're still growing and moving forward, both professionally and personally in the midst of a global pandemic. I mean, what a crazy year.
It really is a crazy year. And, you know, I was thinking about it. I think I could use a ton of different analogies, but I think it's 2021 and it's COVID-19. I know it didn't materialize until just under a year ago. I'm tired of it. I really am. I'm just so thankful that you've been able to survive and thrive to the degree that you have during it and come here. And I think for people, we've lost a lot of our foot traffic downtown, but I know that as we get more vaccinations and the weather gets warmer, it's going to start getting busier and busier. And that is probably one of the biggest arguments I have with people. I don't know if arguments, but discussion topics that I have with people about what's going on, what it's going to be like with foot traffic coming back. And so we'll see.
I am one, probably not surprised to hear this, knowing that I'm a founder of a startup, but I like seeing potential, you know, that's just on the brink of really taking off. And that's kind of how I felt about Winston-Salem. It's like, it's got all the makings of this really wonderful town that's got, you know, everything that you could want in a city, but still in a way that you really feel like you could get to know it quickly. And obviously COVID hampers some things, but I feel like, you know, it's just on the brink of really taking off and we're happy to be a part of that and hopefully add a little bit of momentum. I mean, we're hiring people locally and we also have recruited people to come move here. Like my design production manager, who's so talented. She's got a background in costume design and was mentoring students in another area of North Carolina. And so, you know, we brought her here. So it's just a cool thing to be a part of it.
I know a lot of people are going to love hearing that. And, you know, we're working with Salem College and Academy and they're about to celebrate their 250 years. So they're older than the country. And the history of the two cities forming together in 1913, just a few years ago, about 7 years ago, we celebrated their centennial. pretty remarkable stuff. Having lived in a city like Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you know, not all the history is in older states, if you will, but with older cities. But we got a lot going on here, too.
And speaking of schools, I mean, the other thing that's been really like exceeding my expectations. So we have hired two graduates from UNCSA, and they also kind of had a background in costume design, which hopefully someone who doesn't know much about sewing can make the jump and see how that would apply to the kind of work we're doing, where it's like the technical skill, but also the ability to really like think creatively and honor each and every dress. And they are killing it. They are doing such a great job, have learned 40 different products in just a couple of weeks, you know? And so the talent coming out of those schools is just awesome.
Isn't that great to hear? I think a lot of our listeners will enjoy hearing that. And I know the school will too. And I think there's so many great students coming, and we have, you know, a number of higher education institutions here, and we're very fortunate. And I'm so happy to hear about, and I think back to, you know, the weather coming up in the spring, how much you're going to enjoy that. If you enjoyed today, which it's, you know, now it's Wednesday, it's about 3 o'clock. And so it's perfect weather. In fact, I'm going to get out right around after I get off work and do some walking myself to get my steps in. But what lies ahead for you, Grace, as you think forward? What are some of your plans? If you have anything that you care to share, no problem if you don't. But, you know, what lies ahead for you, if you're willing to say?
We, like I said, have big plans for growth. We really want women to know that this is an option for them, women all across the country. And so to do that, you know, we are raising venture capital, and, you know, the community here has been wonderful in getting some momentum going on that. We have really exciting partnerships in the work. Just this month, we're rolling out, we're a preferred partner with David's Bridal. So we'll be able to kind of reach out to women who are planning their weddings, mothers of the bride who are helping their daughters through that process. So we definitely think it's a year of growth ahead. And like I said, I get so motivated by the stories that we hear from all sorts of different customers. Just recently, Courtney was talking to someone who lost her spouse during 9/11. He passed away after his heroic efforts to fight. He was a firefighter, and he was fighting the fires in New York and passed away. And she found her wedding dress and just really wanted to do something to honor him and them and their marriage. So she changed her whole wedding dress into our angel ornaments to give to her kids and her grandkids. And it's just those kind of stories that make me feel so lucky to be doing what we're doing. And every single family has a story and a unique history that's represented by a wedding dress. So we're happy to be here and giving women the chance to kind of continue those memories in a new, really fresh way.
You know, I was thinking about that as you were saying that, and that's a very touching story, by the way. That's incredible. But my wife and I got married almost 20 years ago. We're getting close to the 20th anniversary. It'll be in November this year. So we have two sons. So there's no chance that she'd be able to give the dress to a daughter. So I wonder if she'll be interested in this as a way to start considering ways to adaptively reuse the dress, because I've never seen it since, and it'd be smart to use it and convert it into some type of family heirloom.
Oh yeah. Like we serve a lot of women, but we don't want to leave out the men. We love our guys too. So we've got like pocket squares and bow ties. Some people, like I said, choose to do things like holiday decor, something you can bring out every year and have, you know, those positive memories. And then she could make something for herself, like a clutch purse or an anniversary top. I mean, we're all about, you know, making a sustainable choice too. Like instead of just storing something in the closet, collecting dust, let's go ahead and make something gorgeous with it.
That is so cool. I can't tell you how excited I am to have you in downtown Winston-Salem, Grace. And I look forward to being able to see your headquarters space soon. And is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about your business?
Oh gosh, just thank you for welcoming us into the community. And we can't wait to get to know you better. I mean, we definitely see this as our home and hope to become a more, you know, integrated thread in the fabric of downtown Winston-Salem. And if you've got a wedding dress sitting in your closet and you want to make something beautiful, you know, we'd absolutely love to work with you.
And you guys are located at www.unboxthedress.com. Grace, thank you so much for being a guest on our Downtown Winston-Salem podcast. We really appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely. It went fast. I love chatting with you, Jason.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.